Local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
And a good Wednesday morning to you. This is Mobile Mornings, 6.05 on FM Talk 106.5 and 71 degrees outside our studio as we begin this hump day, they call it, right?
Right. Yeah. Or the day after that debate.
The day after of the debate. We will talk about last night's first round of the Democrat debates from Detroit. The CNN debates, they got more coming up tonight. I know Joe Biden's going to take the stage, and Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, and a number of the top candidates for the Democrat presidential primary challenger. Okay. So we'll talk about that today. Also, North Korea sending off more short-range ballistic missiles, all kinds of crazy stuff going on around the world and here in America. We'll cover it right here on Mobile Mornings. We got Dr. Bill with weather coming up in just a minute. Also, Kelly's news. But we get it started this morning with Kane and the traffic update right here on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitsitung's Towing Recovery Traffic Center, South Catherine and Brown Street, they've got an accident with injuries. Officers are on the scene with the wreckers. Beyond that, it's been a pretty good start. No problems across the Bayway and the Causeway. Been a good ride also northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland. It's Dolphin Street Beer Festival time, celebrating 22 years of tasting all the beers. And this year's festival taking place on Saturday, October 24th in downtown Mobile. Get your tickets at beerfestmobile.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This hour of Mobile Mornings brought to you by Azalea Coffee Service, serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties. For a free month of coffee service, call Wayne 675-9178. Tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Call 675-9178. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
608 FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Kelly Finley in studio as well.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Sean Sullivan, he'll be back very soon. Very soon. Dr. Bill Williams, we'll be talking with him later this hour. He'll give us the full weather forecast. I know it's been relatively nice out there. I know it's been hot, but the humidity's been down quite a bit.
Some like it hot.
Some do like it hot. Dr. Bill says the humidity will pick up throughout the rest of this week. Also, we might see some more storms in our future, but we'll let him tell us about those coming up. And, of course, we have Kane with traffic all throughout the morning. But we get started right now. We get started with Kelly's headlines right now.
And I want to just let people know I'm doing every headline but the debate last night, because that's just so exhaustive. You know, and I mean, and of course, being a journalist, I have to watch. There's no way I could look away. And boy, oh boy, were there some zingers last night.
But
I'll leave that to the national guys. I got you covered on the local front. Good morning, everyone. It is 6:09 on your Wednesday morning. Happening right now, police need your help. Foley Police, that is. They issued a senior alert at 5:06 p.m. last night. And here's what the alert said via Twitter. Please be on the lookout for Mr. Gary James. He's 70 years old. He was last seen on July 15th in the area of Linton Lane and Foley. We do not have a mode of transportation nor what he was wearing. If you come into contact with him, please call the Foley Police Department at 251-943-4431. And this morning I've checked their Twitter feed, and unfortunately there are no updates as of yet, but hopefully someone has seen something or seen him and know of his whereabouts, and he can be brought home safely. We are learning this morning more information about that deadly shooting at a Mississippi Walmart. Two people were killed and a police officer also wounded Tuesday morning in South Haven. If you're not familiar with where South Haven is, it's about 13 miles south of Memphis. The suspected shooter has been identified as Martez Abram. He's been charged with killing two former co-workers Tuesday morning at the store. Current employees say that he was fired from his job one day earlier. Abram was shot at the scene of the crime, as was that South Haven, Mississippi police officer who responded. The shooting happened around 6:30 a.m. Local Memphis.com is reporting that the officer was hit in his bulletproof vest and is being treated, but is doing well. So he survived. The condition of the suspect is not known at this hour, but here's what we know. Police have not officially named the victims, but witnesses say that the two men worked at the store for a number of years. One of the men is being identified as a 40-year-old father of two. According to multiple media reports, one body was found in the store and another found in the parking lot. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thank you, Kelly. It's awful.
It's tough.
Thank God for those bulletproof vests, though.
Right. And you remember, just Sunday, we had the Gilroy Garlic Festival shooting.
Yeah.
And then overnight, there was another shooting.
And they're saying maybe a workplace thing there, but I have to wait for the facts to bear that out. But like I said, you don't want anyone to die. Two died there, but thank God for the bulletproof vests that our policemen wear sometimes. It sounds like that saved a life.
That's right. And
yesterday,
the other shooting I just alluded to, two people, here's the headline, two people are dead after a shooting near Rosenberg, Texas.
Oh, man.
I know. I hope we don't become so numb where it becomes, oh, another shooting. Right now, there are families' lives who are changed forever. Mm-hmm. Of course, we don't know the backstory, but just hearing about this, you just hope it gets better before it gets worse.
Well said. 6:12 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Coming up, I've got your sports news, and we'll have the news updates from WKRG also. Stay tuned.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them, like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more, which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson says the city will move forward with the remaining finalists to develop the Mobile Civic Center site. The Cordish Companies from Baltimore will tackle the project. The announcement comes about a week after one of the remaining two finalists pulled themselves from consideration. News over the redevelopment of the Civic Center site has caused tension the past few weeks between the city and Mardi Gras organizations. Investigators are still trying to figure out who killed a man in 8 Mile. 21-year-old George Leverett III was found shot and killed on Indian Springs Drive Monday night. Authorities say he was found leaning out of a car. The Mobile County Sheriff's Department is investigating. The Florida Department of Transportation will hold another public meeting over the U.S. 90 Pedestrian Safety Improvement Project. Some of the suggested improvements include reducing the size of traffic lanes, along with adding crosswalks, new signals, and lighting. Construction is estimated at $7.5 million. The meeting is August 13th from 2 to 4 at the Fricker Community Center on F Street in Pensacola. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Visit your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest today for a full line of the highest quality all-natural CBD products in the industry. Your CBD store products go through extensive third-party testing to ensure that what's on the label is in the bottle. Your CBD store of West Mobile's caring, compassionate staff helps you choose the best products for your individual needs. Owner Joe Brown's offering 20% off your first purchase if you mention FM Talk, so why wait? Your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest and Greelot, where good health hits home.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
USA Women's Soccer head coach Jill Ellis steps down after winning back-to-back World Cups. The Atlanta Braves hold on late to beat Washington, and Bengals wide receiver A.J. Green's injury is worse than originally thought. Quarter after 6 on FM Talk 106.5, I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In NFL news, Cincinnati Bengals wide receiver A.J. Green is expected to miss multiple regular season games after undergoing ankle surgery on Tuesday morning. Green was carted off the field on Saturday on the Bengals' first day of practice. A Initial reports from Cincinnati were that Green had suffered a torn ligament in his left ankle and would only miss 6 to 8 weeks. Now head coach Zach Taylor says the injury was a little more extensive than the team first thought. Taylor did not provide a timetable, but he did say he expects Green to miss multiple regular season games. Tennessee Titans running back Derrick Henry and Indianapolis Colts quarterback Andrew Luck are both sidelined while dealing with strained calf muscles. Henry, the former Alabama Heisman winner, will be out for 2 weeks and is currently in a walking boot. Adam Schefter reports that the injury is not serious and the team is being cautious. Luck, who's also a Heisman winner, is expected to miss at least the next two practices and possibly longer. Luck says he's been dealing with the left calf strain since April, but is not considering surgery. In soccer news, Jill Ellis, the U.S. Women's National Team head coach, announced yesterday that she is stepping down from her position. The news comes less than 1 month after Ellis guided Team USA to a second consecutive World Cup title. In a press release, U.S. Soccer said that Ellis will coach the national team through a 5-game victory tour before she officially steps away. Now, Ellis, she's got a cool story. She was born in England, but moved to the U.S. and played college soccer at William & Mary before beginning her coaching career here in America. As head coach of the national team, she's won 8 tournaments, including those 2 World Cups, has a record of 102 wins, 7 losses, and 18 draws. Now, U.S. Soccer will focus on hiring a general manager and a new head coach before the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo. The MLB trade deadline is set for 3 p.m. this afternoon. Last night, a big one went down with a 3-team deal between the Cleveland Indians, Cincinnati Reds, and San Diego Padres. Last night, Cleveland traded right-handed pitcher Trevor Bauer to Cincinnati and will get outfielders Yasiel Puig and Franmil Reyes in return. The Indians and Padres will also receive several prospects in the deal. Before Puig was traded, he was a small part of an on-field brawl last night between the Reds and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Pirates went on to win that game 11-4. In other games, the Atlanta Braves held on late to defeat the Washington Nationals 11-8. Atlanta's Josh Donaldson hit a 3-run homer, and the Braves took an 11-1 lead before the Nationals scored 7 straight runs in the 7th, 8th, and 9th innings. Paul Goldschmidt homered for the 7th time in 8 games, and his St. Louis Cardinals beat the Chicago Cubs 2-1. Philadelphia beat San Francisco last night 4-2, and the LA Dodgers beat Colorado 9-4. In the American League, Tampa Bay beat Boston 6-5. Arizona got the win over the New York Yankees 4-2. Houston shut out Cleveland 2-0, and Toronto beat Kansas City 9-2. In minor league ball, the Mobile Bay Bears lost to the Mississippi Braves 6-5. Bay Bears have now only won 1 game in their last 13. And last night, Taco Tuesday at the Hank. Tonight, of course, is Dollar Dog Wednesday, so at least the food's cheap, I guess. First pitch is scheduled for 6:35. In the American Softball Association, we have a new champion. And I'm looking at Kelly's hat. She's wearing the hat of those new champions. Last night, Team Mobile USA beat the Performance Lab 4-3, winning the title 1 year after falling in the 2018 championship game. Team Mobile USA had the best regular season record this year and last year, and they beat the Performance Lab 2 nights in a row to win the championship. It's 6:18 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
If you need a full-size pickup that's engineered for summertime fun on the coast, then check out the 2019 GMC Sierra Gulf Coast Edition. Featuring the world's first 6-function multi-pro tailgate, kicker audio system, and more, this next-generation Sierra comes with the X31 off-road package with special badging and options to make your Sierra rugged and ready for the coast. The 2019 GMC Sierra Gulf Coast Edition. Non-GM warranty, limited warranty by kicker, 3 years, 36,000 miles, whichever comes first. For more information, contact your dealer.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Come inside and welcome to Mobile Bay Coins.
Hey, Ron. It's been a while.
Nice to see you, Dave. You must have been well behaved. What's up?
I have a problem, Ron. I can't pass up a good bargain.
Nothing wrong with that?
It's when everything's a good deal. You know, like 10 yogurts for 10 bucks and 5 sour creams for 5 bucks, a dollar bag of chips, so I had to buy at least 10. And don't get me started on the meat buys. All I can say is I bought enough to last all summer, and now the missus won't let me go grocery shopping anymore.
That's kind of clever, Dave. I may have to do that. See if I can get out of grocery shopping.
Then I saw the As Seen on TV aisle, so I bought her a facial hair remover with an 18-karat gold tip. In front of her book club, I said, now she can stop bleaching her mustache. How could I guess that would make her mad? I thought girls shared all that kind of stuff. Oh, it gets worse. I received a coupon book in the mail, and I just left the hardware store.
Holy cow! Look how low your truck is hanging out there. Looks like your tires are gonna pop.
I'm gonna need something really, really shiny, Ron.
Mobile Bay Coins. Much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, and at 251-725-1590.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. One accident at South Catherine and Brown Street getting some attention with injuries, but the wreckers are on the scene. Good ride across the Bayway. Coming in through Daphne and Spanish Fort. No delays for the 1065 split. Out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore. Westbound I-10 from Rangeline to 90. A good ride in. Classic hits, cocktails, and craft beer options come alive each night at Mobile's only piano bar, the Royal Street Tavern at the Battle House Hotel, with music from Alabama's own John David Anthony. It starts tonight at 7. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
621 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Check out the front page of FMTalk1065.com. We've got our three big things up there on the website. Check it out. The first top thing for Mobile City Council yesterday, Mayor Stimson announced the company chosen for the redevelopment of Mobile Civic Center. Of course, just last week, the Sterling Company dropped out. There were only two companies currently in the running. That leaves Cordish with the win. You can read about that on our website, and we'll talk more about that later this morning. Also last night, the Democrat debate, where it seemed like the moderates going after Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren quite a bit. That's up on our website as well. And North Korea launched two short-range ballistic missiles. It's the second time, I think this week, or at least in the last 2 weeks, that North Korea has been firing off more missiles, as it appears we're getting further away from a deal between the United States and North Korea.
And I think in situations like that, there may be two that we know of. There's so much happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you work for the military, and of course families that are associated, you know that there's always a war going on somewhere. It's just not being reported.
Yeah.
So yeah, lots going on. And then back to the debate. I tell you, it was quite a kumbaya. I mean, it seemed like it was Sanders and Warren on one team.
It did.
It was very interesting to see.
And a lot of people thought that Sanders and Warren would kind of go after each other last night, since on that debate stage, they are the top two polling candidates that were out there last night. Now, Biden's polling better than all of them right now. He'll be on tonight. But it really turned into all of the other Democrats on the stage kind of hitting at Sanders and at Warren, including Marianne Williamson, who you would think would be even further left than them, just, you know, all the psychic love and stuff she talks about. But even she said Medicare for All might be a step too far. So a lot going on in the Democrat debate last night. Some funny lines, some scary lines. You had a little bit of everything. Not sure how much substance we got, but do we ever get substance in debates anymore?
No, I think everybody wants those soundbite moments. Yeah. I don't care what side you're on. It's about being memorable. This was the second debate. There, of course, there's one this evening, and the next, for those who make the cut, will be in September. So it just, I don't know about you, but it's just exhaustive.
Mm-hmm.
You're wondering who said what, why they said it, did they mean it, are they making false promises? I know that's election season for whatever you're involved in at the local level, the national level, but yeah, you have to catch up on all the zingers with social media, because some I don't know how people do this, but they were live tweeting every single line. It's like one person was assigned to each person.
I don't see how they do that. Their thumbs must just be moving at a million miles an hour while they're watching. I guess the big loser last night, according to most people, and this was a hot name coming into the 2020 election season, Beto O'Rourke, who's just not polling as well as people thought that he would. Didn't look like he did much to change that last night, so he could be on the final legs of his campaign as they start to cut down that field here after these last two debates this month.
I think, and you know, what people have pointed out is you have to be, there's a real fine line between, I think, confidence and swagger. And I think when he was on the cover of that magazine, was it Vanity Fair?
Yeah, Vanity Fair.
And saying, I was born to do this. Automatically, I don't care where you're from, what you look like, that you've now attached a target on your front and your back. And so now you become such fair game. And
well, if you thought last night was good, wait till tonight. There's going to be even more fireworks.
Motown.
And for some local fireworks, here's Kelly Finley with our next news update.
Okay. Thank you, Dalton. It is 6:25 right now on your Wednesday morning. Just want to put it out there that we're less than 1 week from the beginning of school starting for some children in our household. I just want to put that
Getting
out there.
Getting close.
Yeah, but another reminder to slow it down because your commute's going to change, and we want everybody to be safe, whether you're going to work or school. Now, let's get to your headline this morning. And WKRG, our news partner, has told us about this, but it's just a reminder of what has happened. Just yesterday, there is a homicide investigation underway right now, Dalton, because of what happened within the 500 block of Rickerby Street here in Mobile. Mobile Police, they have informed the media that at approximately 6:30 p.m., Mobile Police responded to the 500 block of Rickerby Street in reference to the report of one shot. Upon arrival, officers located a male victim suffering from multiple gunshot wounds and deceased on scene. It is still early in the investigation and information is limited at this time. The investigation is ongoing. A Baldwin County doctor has been indicted. Dr. James Henry Edwards III, 72 years of age, of Fairhope, is the doctor that I'm referring to. He is a Fairhope psychiatrist. He is accused of writing illegal prescriptions. He appeared in court on Tuesday to be arraigned after being charged with drug distribution offenses. So, according to the U.S. attorney, he's been indicted. Dr. Edwards was a practicing psychiatrist with offices in Opelika and Gulf Shores, that is, until his arrest July 11th of this year. He is charged with three counts of unlawfully distributing controlled substances by writing medically illegitimate prescriptions. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, if he is convicted, Edwards faces a maximum sentence of 20 years imprisonment on each count, plus monetary penalties, plus restitution. He has pleaded not guilty on each count. His trial date has been scheduled for December 2nd of this year in Opelika. As far as some of those drugs that were mentioned, Dalton, names many of us are familiar with. Valium, Xanax, Adderall, Norco, Lortab. Commonly used prescriptions that many turn to for relief, but he's being, you know, indicted on doing more with those prescriptions. So we shall see. We'll keep you posted on any new developments on this one. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
And you know, Kelly, as our nation continues to talk about the opioid epidemic and overusing medication that's prescribed, it seems like there's been a whole lot of busts lately of these doctors that are illegally prescribing medicine. So I'm all for that. If the doctors are not doing it the legal and the right way and the healthy way, go and get them. Go ahead and arrest them. 6:28 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. More on the way right after news with WKRG and Westwood One.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. This morning, Pensacola police continue their search for a hit-and-run suspect. That crime happened on West Cervantes Street about 8:15 last night. Police say a man was trying to cross the street when an SUV, possibly a Nissan Rogue, hit him and then drove off. The man was rushed to the hospital and at last check in serious condition. Police say the SUV was black with tinted windows and will likely have front-end damage. Mobile police are searching for two people involved in a deadly shooting on Rickerby Street. It happened last night about 6:30. A witness says she was playing at the park when a car drove up. A man and woman got out and began shooting at a group of boys walking down the street. One person was killed. Police haven't released the victim's name, but neighbors tell News 5 he was 17 years old. Continuing coverage of possible tolls to pay for the Mobile River Bridge and Bayway project, the city of Spanish Fort putting out an official resolution calling for reduced prices. The Alabama Department of Transportation calling for a $6 one-way toll. The resolution specifically asks officials with ALDOT to look at ways to secure more federal, state, and grant funding. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
What's that noise?
Noise?
Yeah. That.
No, it's my way of showing my appreciation to Jack Green for saving me so much money on my insurance.
Sounds like it's coming from the storage room.
Don't go in there.
Yeah, would you mind letting me out of here? It's getting a bit stuffy.
Oh my gosh. Is that?
It is.
Sweet holy Moses.
I'm sick to death of seeing that lizard on TV telling me what to do with my 15 minutes.
And?
Well, the joke's on him, because that's exactly how long it took me to string him up by the kookaburras.
Jack Green is not going to appreciate this one bit.
Sure he will. I'm his spokesperson.
You're a loony.
Oh, be quiet and eat your houseflies. Call the Jack Green Insurance Agency today and find out how you can save money on your auto, all types of commercial equipment and business insurance. Ask about wind coverage, too. It's likely you're paying way too much.
That's what I'm all about. Saving people money on their...
You just need to worry about saving oxygen right now, sweetheart.
The Jack Green Insurance Agency in Mobile.
Ask for Jack.
344-5393.
Champy's Fried Chicken in Daphne has everything to make your taste buds dance. Champy's has fresh hand-rolled hot tamales, homemade sides, fresh farm-raised catfish, awesome chicken tenders, salads, fresh cooked-to-order fried chicken, and don't forget about our fully stocked bar while watching your favorite game on one of our many TVs. Hey, your friends are here, so come join us at Champy's Famous Fried Chicken in Daphne on Highway 98, open 7 days a week.
Adding 500,000 highly skilled employees to our workforce by 2025 is how we stay ahead in Alabama. Our economy is stronger than it's been in years, and a skilled workforce is more important than ever. Things move fast, so choose your path. Your success is waiting, plus a great future for Alabama. Success plus. Go for it.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
FM Talk 106.5.
The battle lines were clear in last night's Democratic presidential candidates debate in Detroit. It was moderates versus liberals, with Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren spending so much time defending their stands they didn't have time to go after each other.
With Sanders and Warren going after big corporations and the 1%, there was much discussion about the wealth gap. Former Congressman John Delaney.
And I've done well financially. I think I should pay more in tax.
There was general agreement on immigration in light of President Trump's vow to block what he calls an invasion of Central American migrants.
And as president, I will end that demonization. If a mother and a child walk thousands of miles on a dangerous path, in my view, they are not criminals.
That's Bernie Sanders. Bob Costantini, Detroit.
Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell says he expects the Pelosi-Trump budget package passed by the House to survive a key vote in the Senate today, despite concerns by some conservatives it adds too much spending and debt. Stock futures higher this morning. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Shares of Capital One Financial were off nearly 6% on the day after the bank revealed a hacker accessed the personal data of more than 100 million of its credit card customers and applicants. And it was an unappetizing session for Beyond Meat. Its stock lost 12% of value after the vegetarian food producer said it may issue new shares to fund its expansion plans after boosting its full-year profit guidance. And Under Armour earnings showed a 3% decline in North American sales compared with a year ago, and its shares declined sharply, losing 12% on the day. Take a range of results in the day's earning reports. Add the start of the two-day Federal Reserve meeting. Mix in slightly pessimistic comments from President Trump about U.S. trade talks with China, and you get a down day in the markets. The S&P 500 gave back 7 points, the NASDAQ dipped 19, and the Dow closed 23 points lower. Futures are pointed toward a higher market open. And that's Your Money Now.
Baseball season is in full swing.
Get your popcorn.
It's a good thing Matt secured his denture with Super PolyGrip. Now he can enjoy the snacks as much as the game.
PolyGrip. Hey, how are you? So great to see you.
It's that time of year when the family meets up.
Hi, come on. Get together, guys. Family photo.
It's a good thing Jack cleans his denture with Polident so he can enjoy the whole day with confidence.
Polydent.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Petty Poppies, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
It's the flashback sale at Mattress Firm. We're celebrating the year we were founded with a special price from 1986. A flashback price of $169 on a new Sleepy's Queen mattress. Plus, get up to $400 off throwback deals on beds. And Wednesday through Sunday, take home a free adjustable base with a purchase of just $599. But hurry in, these awesome blast from the past savings won't last forever. Your budget stretches further at Mattress Firm.
Restrictions apply, valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
6:35 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings with Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley. And joining us this morning, just like every morning, staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Dalton, and good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Dr. Bill. Happy Wednesday.
Yes. That means two more work days after this.
You know exactly what we need to hear.
The midpoint, and it's 72 degrees outside of our studios as we get started this morning, Dr. Bill. How hot did it get yesterday, and what are we looking like for the rest of the week?
Well, we made up to 93 yesterday. That's slightly above normal, and looks like we could reach that again today, and then a little bit warmer tomorrow. But once again, there's just a slight chance of a thunderstorm, so the humidity is still way below normal. And again, those temperatures in the low 90s for this afternoon. Tonight, we'll cool down to about 72. Actually, we made it just below the 70-degree mark this morning, so that's a good indication that the air is quite dry. Tomorrow, I expect mostly sunny skies, and we'll see a few scattered afternoon thunderstorms. But we have a good chance of getting up around 95 degrees for tomorrow afternoon. Now, the rest of the week and the weekend for Friday, mostly sunny again. And with a decent chance of some afternoon thunderstorms, we'll be up around 95 degrees. And then over the weekend, mostly sunny to partly cloudy with scattered afternoon thunderstorms. It will become more humid, and temperatures will generally be in the lower 90s. And then as we look into Monday, a good chance for afternoon thunderstorms with a high in the low 90s.
All right. So what I'm hearing is if you're going to get out and do some yard work, maybe try to get out these next 2 days while the humidity is still a little bit low and you don't sweat all the way through every single bit of clothing you're wearing over the weekend. So the humidity is going to rise.
That's going to be the case over the weekend. We'll see the humidity come in, and then that'll produce some higher heat index readings. Mm-hmm. Today, the heat index will be about 98, and then tomorrow we should make it to around 100. But over the weekend, we'll be up above that 100-degree mark on the heat index.
And Dr. Bill, I know you always keep your eyes on the tropics. For us, 24/7, you're looking out there. What are we looking at in the Gulf and in the
Watching. Yeah, the Gulf is pretty good, but we're still watching this disturbance that's moving across Hispaniola, Puerto Rico. Just a big bunch of thunderstorms producing some very heavy rain. It's expected to move into the Bahamas, but conditions will not be favorable there for any intensification as we see it now. So as a result, those showers will affect the coast of Florida and then move on up to the Carolinas. There is a rather strong tropical wave that's out in the Atlantic now, halfway between Africa and the Caribbean. That tropical wave has a good chance of developing once it moves closer to the Caribbean. And so we'll continue to watch that. And another tropical wave now moving off the African coast. So things are starting to get a bit busy.
Yeah, sounding pretty busy out there. We appreciate it, Dr. Bill. We'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Dalton.
That is staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. We have his forecast twice an hour, every hour, all day long, right here on FM Talk 106.5. Hear from him quite a bit in the morning, just so you'll know how to plan out the rest of your day and week. Coming up, we've got news with Kelly Finley, but first, here's your traffic update this morning from Kane in the traffic department.
Good morning. For the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, for now, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are clear. No delays from Airport, Dolphin, and Moffitt 65. If you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway, still a good ride from Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Ford with no delays all the way to Loxley on I-10. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing available or $4,000 in savings, model 2554. See them at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on Daru Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy, she's real nice, and get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
640 on FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings with Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley. Sean Sullivan will be back soon. Right now it's time to check the news headlines for this Wednesday morning. Here's Kelly Finley.
Alrighty, thank you very much, Dalton. 640 on your Wednesday morning. Just a reminder, Fairhill Police still looking for a missing teenager. They're hoping someone who knows something will help solve this case. Here's the tweet. We're still looking for John Carter Keene. If you have any information, please call the Fairhill Police Department, 251-928-2385. If you're not familiar with the story, this young man has been missing for some time now, and it's becoming very worrisome for the family, as you can imagine. He's 16 years of age. He's been missing since July 20th from Fairhope, and he could be in danger, they say. He is listed as 5'11" and weighs 125 pounds, brown hair and brown eyes. If you have any information, you're encouraged to contact the Fairhope Police. And I will retweet that out so you can get a look at his picture. Perhaps you've seen him and can help bring home some answers. Okay, our next story. He received a 21-gun salute. His name is Jake. Jake was the Alabama canine, known as both the best narcotic sniffing dog in the state and a nickname Knucklehead.
No. Oh.
Well, sweet. He was honored at a memorial service on Tuesday. You'll recall he died after searching for drugs during a prison sweep, and they believe that it was synthetic K2 that unfortunately took his life. The five-year-old suddenly became ill back on July 18th. He died 2 days later after developing pneumonia and other complications. So again, Jake received a 21-gun salute, a traditional bugle playing of taps, a commendation from Governor Kay Ivey, and eulogies from law enforcement officials from around the state. As of the investigation, when it comes to that, officials are still investigating the source of the narcotics at the Staten Correctional Facility, and they're expected to bring charges related to Jake's death in the coming months.
Good.
Jake was one of 9 narcotic canines in our state. His career, Dalton, is being described as quite impressive. Jake discovered 211 grams of cocaine,
wow,
2,412 grams of methamphetamines, and 25,436 grams of marijuana.
That's Jake, a Hall of Fame resume if I've ever heard one.
I know, Jake. You know what? And you think about it, and I know we've done a lot of work with the Mobile Police Department, being part of the Citizens Academy. And it's not just Jake, though. It's his handler. You have to think about his handler, who has been identified as Sergeant Quentin Jones. He tearfully remembered his Jake. Mm. That's tough.
Yeah.
But we're so thankful. Jake got the bad guys off the streets and the bad drugs, too. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. Yeah, you know, most dog owners, I'm maybe speaking for myself here, but I know I'm speaking for a lot of people, love their dogs like family.
Yeah.
And you think of these canine dogs, they are considered fellow officers, and they do a lot of great things and put, you know, the officers have the dogs to go into dangerous situations so many times instead of them. And just awful news out of the prison.
And they don't ask for much.
No.
They just a hug, a kiss, maybe a treat or two. Mm-hmm.
A couple boops. A couple boops every now and then, and the dog will be all right. 644 on FM Talk 106.5. Coming back, I got your sports news right here on FM Talk 106.5.
Johnny's RV is now Johnny's premier boat and RV. The same trusted family-owned RV center that's been around for over 20 years, offering Godfrey pontoon boats and hurricane deck boats. Now, Johnny's is bigger than ever with hundreds of used RVs on the lot, over 50 that are under $10,000. Plus, a full-time parts and service department to keep you on the road or in the water. Johnny's Premier Boat and RV Supercenter, Highway 90 in Theodore, just a mile west of I-10, exit 15A. Johnny's, home of the sweet deal.
Learn how to be prepared and be safe if a hurricane, tornado, or fire should strike. Saturday, August 10th, 1 p.m. at the Ben May Main Library, 701 Government, downtown. A member of the Mobile County Emergency Management Agency will present a program on hurricane preparedness, tornado response, and fire safety. For details, go online to mobilepubliclibrary.org or calling 251-340-1458.
When was the last time you set an alarm clock for Saturday morning? Ah, Saturday. But wait, in 2 days it'll be Monday again. Your alarm goes off and it's back to the grind. What if every day could feel like a Saturday? Retirement can feel like that, but you should start making plans today. Andrew McNair is your every day can be Saturday retirement professional. Andrew and his team at Swan Capital can help you make plans to have the income you need to retire and stay retired. Imagine waking up every morning without an alarm. Is it Saturday? It sure feels like Saturday. If that's the kind of retirement you want, call your Every Day Can Be Saturday advisor right now at 251-220-2296. Andrew and the team can help you put together a retirement income plan so you can have that Saturday feeling every day of the week. Call or text PLAN, P-L-A-N, to 251-220-2296 right now. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson says the city will move forward with the remaining finalists to develop the Mobile Civic Center site. The Cordish companies from Baltimore will tackle the project. The announcement comes about a week after one of the remaining two finalists pulled themselves from consideration. News over the redevelopment of the Civic Center site has caused tension the past few weeks between the city and Mardi Gras organizations. Investigators are still trying to figure out who killed a man in 8 Mile. 21-year-old George Leverett III was found shot and killed on Indian Springs Drive Monday night. Authorities say he was found leaning out of a car. The Mobile County Sheriff's Department is investigating. The Florida Department of Transportation will hold another public meeting over the U.S. 90 Pedestrian Safety Improvement Project. Some of the suggested improvements include reducing the size of traffic lanes, along with adding crosswalks, new signals, and lighting. Construction is estimated at $7.5 million. The meeting is August 13th from 2 to 4 at the Fricker Community Center on F Street in Pensacola. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
USA Women's Soccer head coach Jill Ellis steps down after winning back-to-back World Cups. The Atlanta Braves hold on late to beat Washington, and Bengals wide receiver A.J. Green's injury is worse than originally thought. It's 648 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In NFL news, Cincinnati Bengals wide receiver A.J. Green is expected to miss multiple regular season games after undergoing ankle surgery yesterday morning. Green was carted off the field on Saturday on the Bengals' first day of practice. Initial reports from Cincinnati, where the Green had suffered a torn ligament in his left ankle and would only miss 6 to 8 weeks. Now head coach Zach Taylor says the injury was a little more extensive than the team initially thought. Taylor did not provide a timetable, but he did say he expects Green to miss multiple regular season games. Tennessee Titans running back Derrick Henry and Indianapolis Colts quarterback Andrew Luck are both sidelined while dealing with strained calf muscles. Henry, the former Alabama Heisman winner, will be out for 2 weeks and is currently in a walking boot. ESPN's Adam Schefter reports that the injury is not serious and the team is being cautious. Luck, who's also a Heisman winner, is expected to miss at least the next two practices and possibly longer. Luck says he's been dealing with the left calf strain since April, but is not considering surgery. In soccer news, Jill Ellis, the U.S. Women's National Team head coach, announced yesterday that she is stepping down from her position. The news comes less than 1 month after Ellis guided Team USA to a second consecutive World Cup title. In a press release, U.S. Soccer said that Ellis will coach the national team through a 5-game victory tour before she officially steps away. As the head coach of the national team, Ellis has won 8 tournaments, including those 2 World Cups, and she has a record of 102 wins, 7 losses, and 18 draws. Now, U.S. Soccer will focus on hiring a general manager and new head coach for the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo. The MLB trade deadline is set for 3 p.m. this afternoon. Last night, a big one went down with a 3-team deal between the Cleveland Indians, Cincinnati Reds, and San Diego Padres. Cleveland traded right-handed pitcher Trevor Bauer to Cincinnati, and in return, the Indians will get Yasiel Puig and Franmil Reyes. The Indians and Padres will also receive several prospects in the deal. Before Puig was traded, he was a small part of an on-field brawl last night between the Reds and the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Pirates went on to win that game 11-4. In other games, the Atlanta Braves held on late to defeat the Washington Nationals 11-8. Atlanta's Josh Donaldson hit a 3-run homer, and the Braves took an 11-1 lead before the Nationals scored 7 straight runs in the 7th, 8th, and 9th innings. Paul Goldschmidt homered for the 7th time in 8 games, and his St. Louis Cardinals beat the Chicago Cubs 2-1. Philadelphia beat San Francisco 4-2, and the LA Dodgers beat Colorado 9-4. In the American League, Tampa Bay beat Boston 6-5, Arizona beat the New York Yankees 4-2, Houston shut out Cleveland 2-0, and Toronto beat Kansas City 9-2. In the American Softball Association, we have a new champion. Last night, Team Mobile USA beat the Performance Lab 4-3, winning the title 1 year after falling in the 2018 championship game. Team Mobile USA had the best regular season record this year and last year. They also beat the Performance Lab 2 nights in a row, last night and the night before, to win that championship. 6:51 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update brought to you by Allegri Farm Market. This week, enjoy Allegri Farm grown okra for $1.29 per pound, red, white, or black grapes 99 cents per pound, and jumbo eggs for only 99 cents per dozen. Open 7 days a week, Allegri Farm Market in Daphne. Fresh from our farm to your table.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Why should you call ProTint to protect your valuable assets from sun damage? Factory tinted glass on trucks and SUVs are only good for privacy purposes. The professionals at ProTint use quality ceramic films on all windows to create a much cooler interior. Ceramic films also increase durability and provide superior protection against interior damage. Plus, ceramic films are metal-free, glare-resistant, and shatter-resistant. For a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, call ProTint 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Good morning, everyone, from the Pitts & Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center. It's been a perfect ride across the Bayway and the Causeway, Daphne, Spanish Fort, Fairhope, all checking in accident-free with light traffic. And so far, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers have told us they're clear with no new wrecks in the roadways. South Alabama football season tickets are now on sale. Lock in your 2019 season tickets and secure your place in history for the new Hancock-Whitney Stadium for September 2020. Call 461-1USA. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thank you, Kane. 5 minutes till 7 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Right now it's time to check the news headlines for this Wednesday. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Dalton. I'm all fired up right now.
Woo!
You know, you do that when you have great information to pass along that keeps people in the know. That you may not like the information, but you're in the know, and so that means I'm doing my job.
There you go.
6:55 on your Wednesday morning. Okay, here's the deal. First, Dalton, it was Equifax.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was Capital One.
Mm.
And guess who it is now?
Uh-oh.
Scammers.
Scammers got hacked?
No.
Oh, okay.
Scammers, we warned you about this happening on Monday. So in a tweet, the Federal Trade Commission says, beware of fake websites claiming to be the Equifax settlement claims website. The FTC Acting Assistant Director of Division of Consumer and Business Education, quite the title, says you'll never have to pay to file a claim for these benefits. And anyone who calls and tries to get you to file a claim is almost certainly a scammer. The Equifax settlement is the result of a 2017 data breach, which exposed information on some 150 million people. They're offering eligible consumers up to $125 in cash or identity protection services. So the payments are part of a total $425 million settlement from the data breach. The agreement includes up to 10 years of free credit monitoring and cash payments of up to $20,000. But you need to show that you lost money due to the data breach. So here's what you need to do. You want to go to EquifaxBreachSettlement.com. The deadline to file your claim is January 22nd, 2020. Now, your benefits won't be sent to you, though, until January 23rd, 2020 at the earliest. Okay?
Okay.
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 And then there's this. Looking ahead, MPD Crime Prevention is having their 5K run and their 5K walk. On your marks, get set, participate, they say, in the 23rd annual Crime Prevention 5K run and walk in downtown Mobile. Mobile Police Department is hosting the event to celebrate community and promote crime prevention Tuesday, August 6th at 6:30 p.m. You are going to register and have post-race activities at Bienville Square, which is at 150 Dolphin Street. If you'd like more information, hop online and go to raceroster.com. Or you can go in person at McCoy Outdoor, Run and Try, or Fleet Feet in Mobile, or Running Wild in Fairhope. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thank you very much, Kelly. Coming up, hour number two of this Wednesday edition of Mobile Mornings. More from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill. Kelly has the news. I've got your sports. And came with more traffic on the way right here on FM Talk 106.5.